So in honor of the Rabbi Baruch Kamenetsky's daughter's wedding, I thought maybe it would be shaykh to do a certain wedding shayla. You know, also when you come to the month of June, today's June 1st, June's always packed with weddings. I got married in June. It's a good month to get married, Maisa. So the following shayla comes from Zilberstein. He says, you know, sometimes you have these halls, and you have a hall, you could have a one wedding in a hall, and sometimes you have these big halls in Borough Park or in Williamsburg, whatever, you have two weddings in a hall. And what happened? The following thing happened. There was two weddings on a certain night, and happened to be both of the machatanim in the wedding halls. They were both named Fisher and Shapiro. I don't know if Kamenetsky and Stamets is such a. I think it's also a popular name, but I don't know if Fisher and Shapiro. You know, such a popular Jewish name. What happened? One family hired a band for $800, and one family hired a band for $2,500. And the rest is history. And the reason we're doing the shayla is you could just imagine what happened was. At the end of the day, the 2500 band saw the name Fisher Shapiro, and they said, "Oh, that must be the people that we met with." And what happened? They went into the family that only hired their band for $800. And what happened at the end of the day? At the end of the wedding, you know, the father of the chassan or kal, whatever, they hand the leader of the band, the singer, whoever's controlling the financial means, and he hands him $800, and he goes, "Excuse me, sir, like." We agreed on 25. He said, "What are you talking about?" And lo and behold, what they realized was is that the shliach who made the shidduch between the families and the bands, the woman messed up. And what happened was is that the band that was supposed to play for $800 played for the band for the family won 25, and the band that only wanted an $800 got $800 now had to pay the $2,500 of the band. So the other family now who now saved $1,700, whatever, is that right? $1,700. Like Valdik, okay. Our band was great, also. Like Baruch Hashem. But now this guy, the owner of the guy who wants his $1,700 to be able to put his children on the table for Shabbos, you know, comes to the families and he didn't say, "What's going on here? Give me my money. Give me what's mine." So they go to Zerbusi now and say, "What should we do?" The one family said, "Why?" The second family says, "We didn't have this guy, so why should we pay?" He didn't play at our wedding, and the family who had this guy, the $2,500 band, why should we have him? We didn't agree to that. So Zerbusin first quotes the Shulchan Aruch Chosh and Mishpat Simin Shin Ayin Hey Sif Aleph states the following: that you have a worker that plants in someone's empty field without your knowledge, and then the worker demands payment for it. The Beis Din must make two separate assessments. The first assessment that they made is how much value did the laborer actually add to the field? What did the guy add to my field? And the second thing that they evaluate, how much money did the laborer spend on supplies? How much did he add to the actual field, and how much did he work to be able to on the hachanas and everything? So then the field owner, based off of that, Beis Din could force him to be able to pay the lower price. However, Rav Zilberstein adds, if this only applies if the field was not meant to be planted. If the field owner intended to plant the field, right? If the field owner himself wanted to do it, Then a different guy came in now and did it for him. It's a totally different assessment that we make, and we do something like an objective type of thing to see how much would a regular person be able to pay for this. He then quotes a Tosefta Bava Metzia Perik Zion, says the following thing: says that a laborer, a farmer hired a laborer to plant his field. What happened? The laborer accidentally planted someone else's field. Can you imagine, like, someone going to your parents hire a gardener, and the guy goes to the next field. What happens? In such a case, the farmer who hired him need not pay anything at all. Why? Because the guy, he didn't plant his field. But the guy who actually got benefit, the guy who actually got hanav from it, he has to pay. Because even though he didn't pay for it, he still got the hanav. So in this case, Rav Zilberstein says, in his first conclusion, there's going to be two conclusions. The first conclusion, he says, the family that hired him, but they didn't actually have the $2,500 band, they didn't get any hanav from this guy. They didn't get it from the shwaki or from this and that, whatever it is. So why should they have to have anything? However, the second family, who even though they didn't have any intention to be able to have him, they would have to pay. He therefore goes on and says that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, and also Chosh and Mishpat, Simin Shin Lamed Hey Sif Aleph, applies to a tutor also. You know, all these guys have SAT tutors and dentist tutors, whatever. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch. Listen to this: if you hire a tutor and the guy teaches someone else's kid, and the other kid said, "No, I didn't, the father says, I didn't hire you, you know who has to pay? The guy who actually got the hana. So now, even though that guy, even though the $800 family they didn't hire this $2,500 band, maybe they would have to pay. At the end of the day, in the second conclusion of Rav Zilberstein, he says that at the end of the day, the $800 wedding, these people, it says in the Tshuva, they were very, very simple people. So much so that the whole wedding was fulfilled of Talmidei Chachamim. And at the end of the day, how much was the wedding enhanced by the difference between an $800 band or a $2,500 band? And he therefore says that you cannot compare the field kid or the guy working in the field or the tutor or because they're getting hanat. You can't compare that now to the musical thing, because at the end of the day, it's reasonable to assume that their wedding was not significantly enhanced by having the $2,500 band, and therefore they would only have to pay that band of $800. So at the end of the day, should be zochem Mirtz Hashem to always have the right bands to play at our weddings, and Mirtz Hashem only continue to share in simchas together. Mazel to Rabbi Kamenetsky and the whole DRS and Shvach.